Finally, on this Easter Sunday, we offer you the music of saxophonist Charles Lloyd. Lloyd has the distinction of being one of the first jazz musicians to sell a million records. That was in the late 1960s, when rock ruled. Yet Lloyd found a way to reach a young audience. He played San Francisco's famed Fillmore Auditorium, shared stages with the Grateful Dead, took modern jazz behind the Iron Curtain at the height of the Cold War. Lloyd was hot. But he shunned fame and embarked on a path of spiritual discovery. Charles Lloyd told NPR's Tom Cole that his latest recording marks one important stop on that path, a tumultuous trip to New York City.
I'm a dreamer, you know, and some kind of romantic that dreams of a better world. And in music, I can have a better world.
Charles Lloyd grew up in segregated Memphis, Tennessee in the 1940s and 50s. Back then, music hinted at a better world.
You're living in this climate of humidity and this kind of vicious system that as a young child, I didn't understand why the world was like this. So I had to, Charlie Parker was very important for me, Lester Young. You know, the thing about them was that they would make these flights that would take you to that place where you knew that the world was changed.
Lloyd heard Parker and Young and Coleman Hawkins fly in on broadcasts from far-off cities. He got a saxophone when he was 9. He played in blues and jazz bands. He left for Los Angeles in college when he was 18. He spent his days earning a master's degree in composition at the University of Southern California and his nights playing jazz. He dreamed of going to New York, and when he finally got there in the early 1960s, he found it every bit as stimulating as he'd heard it would be.
Coleman Hawkins always said something very beautiful. He said, no matter how great a guy's stuff sounds in his own hometown, when he first gets to New York, it doesn't sound the same.
Yet Lloyd made a name with his sound. John Coltrane told the younger saxophonist that he had something people would always love, warmth. In 1965, Charles Lloyd put together a group that would eventually include a 21-year-old pianist named Keith Jarrett. Their performance at the Monterey Jazz Festival the following year brought two standing ovations, and the record that resulted became a million seller. Forest Flower is a landmark. There's no other word for it. Charles Lloyd and his quartet took challenging, experimental jazz to rock and roll audiences. Maybe it was that warmth, but something made them listen. The mainstream press paid attention, so did FM radio. The musicians played rock clubs and partied hard. Lloyd says he began to think more and more about what his best friend in high school, trumpeter Booker Little, had said when Lloyd got to New York. Don't get caught in the fast lane. Never lose your character. So in 1969, Charles Lloyd disbanded his group and, as he puts it, got off the bus. He wound up in California at Big Sur.
I had gotten involved in excesses, and my personal life as well as musical life began to suffer. And I wanted to go inside and to work on my character. It was also a difficult time if you think about the end of the 60s. You know, a lot of the dreams and hopes of a better world and less of a materialistic society and like that, and Dr. King had been assassinated, and things were turning harsh. So I thought that it was a necessity for me to go into solitude and do that work of facing the mirror of my own inadequacies.
It took more than a decade. It was not easy.
It was painful. You know, when you walk away from the narcotic of applause, too, you know, you have to face your own inadequacies, and, you know, we all have insecurities and such. But the beautiful thing is that I had gone inside, and I had gotten quiet. So after that, in 86, I rededicated myself to this living art form that I'm a part of, and I came back out to try to sing the song.
The spotlight on Charles Lloyd is smaller these days. He still sells out clubs filled with old fans and new ones, all drawn by the warmth, says Mark Johnson, one of the bass players on Lloyd's latest recording, Lift Every Voice.
I think he's, you know, he's a pretty being, you know what I mean? I think he's just a lovely person, and I think that comes out, and somehow in the evening touches your heart somewhere or another, as well as getting you up off your feet and kind of moving. And as a person, he's very colorful, very, very entertaining. Sometimes I like as much listening to him speak as I do hearing him play.
Lift Every Voice is meant to touch the heart. The new CD had its genesis more than a year and a half ago. Charles Lloyd and his band were in New York for a club date. They were set to open at the famed Blue Note on the evening of September 11th, 2001. Needless to say, the show was canceled. Pianist Jerry Allen did not think the band would play at all, but they took the stage three nights later.
There were no people on the street. I remember it was really a whole nother place than I have known New York to be for all the years I've been here. But then there were people that came. Now, for me, that was amazing as well. And it was a real blessing to have the opportunity to experience the music. And sharing that with the people that came was very meaningful for all of us.
We're all in a state, all of the musicians. I come back home a couple of months later. I sit at the piano. I don't know what's going on. Lo and behold, all these songs from my childhood, Amazing Grace, Deep River, Go Down Moses, all of these pieces start coming through. And I just said to the musicians, we started up again on tour, and I said, we got to go into the studio. Lift Every Voice and Sing was a song that we used to sing every day in assembly before school in Memphis, and I think it gave us some uplift. It says, lift every voice and sing till heaven and earth ring, ring with the harmony of liberty, facing the rising sun till our new day has begun. Let us march on till victory is won.
Today, as it always has for Charles Lloyd, music can serve a purpose.
It can lift you up. It can be healing. It's always been inspiration and consolation for me. And although I say that, you got to put up or shut up. And if you have some life experience, and if you really are on the path, and we fall down a lot, we still have to keep getting up. You know, all of us have to keep getting up because we must go forward. And I know that the music can change the world. And I'm still a dreamer, and I'm still, you know, I don't know about, I guess you have to work on changing yourself first, I suppose, you know, because you want to make a contribution, you know. We're all here in service. That's my notion of it.
And Charles Lloyd practices what he dreams. Tom Cole, NPR News, Washington.